This morning, we talked to the Environmental Protection Agency about a growing problem of unregistered chemicals being imported into our country and into the islands. The EPA this past week ordered Hui Restoration, a company that began operating in March, to stop using two products, Instapure and Everpure, because they're not registered. We talked to Amy Miller out of the San Francisco Region 9 office. She's the director of the Enforcement and Compliance Division of EPA.
When the pandemic started, I was very concerned that we would begin to see a proliferation of disinfectant products because obviously everybody wants to tackle this. And EPA regulates disinfectants. Funny enough, they're regulated under the pesticide law. The federal pesticide law requires products that kill, mitigate, destroy a pest, including bacteria, viruses, and so forth, have to be registered with EPA. And what registration means is we make sure that the products that make public health claims are efficacious, that they have clear label directions, and that the actual chemical involved doesn't unreasonably impact human health or the environment. And so we became concerned when the pandemic started that we would begin to see an uptick in illegal products, and in fact we have. And we've been monitoring both the internet as well as news articles, and we've seen a tremendous amount of uptick of illegal products. And in fact, in the case of Hui Restoration, we saw a local news report in Honolulu discussing this product that could be used and provide 90 days protection. And so it concerned us, and so we followed up with an inspection of the facility to find out exactly what they were using and whether or not it was registered with EPA.
And it was not?
It was not registered. And so because it was not registered, we did issue a stop sell requiring, and what a stop sell does is basically tells the company to stop selling it and to provide us with an inventory. So the product that Hui has is a two-product procedure, and they have a product called Instapure and Everpure that they use together that they claim will provide you this 90-day protection. So we have ordered them to stop selling it.
So it's a false claim, and the concern is maybe people were being charged for this service that really wasn't killing the coronavirus.
That's correct. EPA is very concerned that it's really important that people use products that are registered. And in fact, EPA has a list called List N that lists out roughly 400 products that are effective against coronavirus. And so this product has not been registered, and it's really critical that we stop the sale of it.
Now, there was a report that said some of this was used for the Department of Public Safety, and I'm still waiting to hear back from them. But I think there is some concern in the community that if this was used in the prisons or any of its facilities, that it may not have worked, you know. And the other question is, well, what was in this product, and, you know, is it harmful to the inmates?
When we became aware of this product, we immediately talked about this with the Hawaii Attorney General and let them know our concerns as we were conducting our investigation, because we were aware that it was being used in a public setting. And so, you know, that's the thing with an unregistered product. We really do not know what is in it. And more importantly, the label directions for, you know, the use, you know, could potentially cause somebody to use it in a way the chemical itself could possibly harm the user.
Right, if it wasn't diluted well enough or
exactly
applied in a certain manner.
Yes.
And have you been in contact with the Department of Public Safety at all?
Yes, we have had discussions, but we've been mainly talking to the Hawaii Attorney General's office.
Well, I think there is concern because there is a current outbreak at the Oahu Community Correctional Center, and you know, some might think that, gosh, they thought they were doing the right thing and maybe it wasn't doing any good.
And that's why it's important that people make sure that they are using registered products, registered with EPA. And it's really, you know, so I mentioned that we have this list called List N, but we also, you know, a real easy way to know whether or not a product is registered with EPA is it has what we call an EPA registration number. So it will have on the packaging, it will say EPA reg, and it will have a number. And so look for those. But the list in is the definitive list of those products that are effective against coronavirus.
And how widespread is this problem of folks using disinfectants that really aren't registered to do what they claim they do?
It is very widespread. Just to give you a sense, we've been very busy at EPA. One of the things we do is we routinely monitor with Customs Border Patrol import shipments, so products that are coming into the United States. And with Customs, we've denied entry to 6.8 million illegal products from coming into the United States. In Honolulu, at the port there, we've denied entry to 4,929 25 shipments. A majority of these are sanitation cards, disinfectant wipes. In fact, the first shipment we denied during the pandemic happened in Honolulu on March 2nd. So we've been quite busy on the import side. We've been busy monitoring the internet. EPA has issued stop sales to eBay and to Amazon. We've also issued, from our San Francisco office, we've issued 24 advisory letters to internet marketplaces. We know that people are doing a lot of purchases on the internet, and so we want to make sure that these marketplaces are aware that they're selling illegal products and to stop selling them.
Where are the products coming into Honolulu? Where are they from? Are they from Asia?
Yes.
China?
A vast majority of the products are coming from China, but it's not exclusively China. I would just say there's just so many products coming in right now through importation, whether it's from cargo containers or, from FedEx envelopes. There's a lot that Customs Border Patrol and EPA are doing to monitor and make sure that illegal products are not coming in.
Okay, and then what happens to these products once you seize them?
A lot of them are seized and destroyed. Some are returned to sender. It really depends.
Interesting. Okay. And so as far as advice to the general public, if there are these companies that are out there, advertising a service to kill coronaviruses, what should they do to kind of safeguard their homes or their businesses?
So number one, buy products that are on EPA's list in. Those products are effective against coronavirus. Step number two is to make sure that you follow the label directions. The label directions do provide the correct way in which to use the product so that it's efficacious, meaning that it will destroy the virus. And so often with many disinfectants, it takes 10 minutes for the disinfectant to actually work, to kill. And most people aren't aware of that, and it's an important step.
That was Amy Miller, Director of the Enforcement and Compliance Division of the EPA Office in San Francisco.